Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Girl's Guide to Investing. So all of you moguls, let's get started with the top 10 stocks to buy in October 2022. So everyone is thinking, what a very, this has just been such a very upsetting market right now with the S&P 500, which has been down more than 20% this year to date. And with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composites falling more than 16 and 30% for both of those. So we're like, why do we want to buy anything? Like, we bought Amazon and it went down. We bought all these companies that went down, but we're like, well, is Amazon still a buy? And people have bought into Facebook, which is now Metadata Universe, which went down. So let's go for some top 10. And then I'm also going to do a part two with the top 10 billionaires alike. So I'm going to give you a recap real quick for those of you who want to know right away. And please download the podcast, give us a nice 5-star review. And if you'd like to support the podcast, buy me coffee sneakies or PayPal anonymous content, or even subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you can download the podcast instead of just streaming it, it helps out a lot. And we always appreciate your 5-star and wonderful reviews. So, well, Duke Energy Corp, which is DUK, ticker symbol. UG Corp, I've never really talked about that one. So stay tuned to listen more about UGI Corp, ticker symbol UGI. Exxon Mobil Corp, you're like, what? Exxon is back, the XOM. The oil prices have been through the roof. We're in California, and where gas is almost $8 a gallon. I mean, this is just really hard for just, you know, people that are hardworking individuals or people that are artists, gig workers, part-time workers. It's heavy hitting for just individuals all over the world that aren't like part of a corporation or, you know, like a multimillionaire or billionaire. It's just really devastating. So let's follow each other on social media and help each other. Let's help the little guys. Let's help the little guys win. Let's help each other win. H&R Block. Some of you are like, what? H&R Block. We got to get our taxes done. ASML Holding. So that's ASML. I haven't really spoken about that one before. We know about Facebook, which is now Meta Platform. So stay tuned to see why people are thinking that's still a good buy and investment. Devon Energy Corp. And then also Amazon, which we know I've talked about before. So let's start with some, let's do some energy because everyone needs energy to stay warm this winter. And if you're somewhere that's really hot, you need to have the air conditioner on. So we're in California, which, you know, luckily you can, like, I've been without air conditioner all the years I've lived in Los Angeles, but I do have to break out the fan for me and my husky dog. So Duke Energy Corporation, DUK, a lot of people like these because it's, you know, they call this a recession-proof investment. It has grown about 2.75% year-to-date, and the dividend yield is a 3.7%. So those of you like dividend yields, the value and metrics, it has a PE ratio of 20, and people like that. And the market cap is at $81.9 billion approximately. And Duke Energy is one of the largest electric utility providers in the United States. So if you're in the United States, that's an energy company that you might want to look at. And it serves almost 8 million energy-using customers and 1.6 million natural gas customers. So that's very interesting. And they have stability over growth. So do look into that. Remember, we're not a licensed broker. Do your own due diligence and research. Stocks go up and down and you can lose money. So please consult your broker and accountant for these investment decisions. UGI Corporation, ticker symbol UGI. So this is what they call for if you'd like to be a risk-averse investor. So the performance has fallen 15% year to date. So why are we looking to this one? You're like, well, the dividend is at 3.75%. And some people have taken away the dividend. Some stocks have taken away their dividend. So the valuation metrics are the PE ratio of 15. and the BP ratio is 1.4 and the BS ratio is 0.9. Now, these are things that people look at when they invest in the PE ratio, the BP ratio, and the PS ratio. So market cap is around 8 billion. So this one, you know, they're saying we're in a bear market right now. So if you're more risk and you want, you know, that stable utility play with great dividends, so they're saying this could be very interesting because of the natural gas that it does. So take a look at that one. This is something that they're all touting as something really exciting to look into. So ExxonMobil Corporation, XOM. ExxonMobil has been around a long time. And the stock is up 33%, dividend yield is 4%, and the market cap is like a whopping $357 billion. So it's one of the biggest names in oil and gas, as you know, and it's, you know, people like Exxon. They're loyal, and, you know, with gas at almost $8 per gallon, you're like, wow. So do take a look at that. Maybe you don't want to maybe hold it long term, maybe you hold it short term. So here's one. ASML Holding and ticker symbol ASML. So if you like banking and the microchip area, the stock shares have fallen 45% year to date. The dividend is 1.4. The PE ratio is 41. Market cap around 142 billion approximately. So, NVIDIA, which we talked about, NVDA, which you might be able to get into now. Before, it was almost like $500 a stock. So now it divided so you can get in there. There's Advanced Micro Devices, which we spoke of before, AMD. And since they have this semiconductor shortage, so people need, you know, automobiles have computers, healthcare has computers, pretty much computers, everything, robots and computers. We are living in the robot computer age. We're living in the Jetson age. So do take a look at that. ASML Holding is a semiconductor equipment manufacturer. It makes the tools for them. So NVIDIA and AMD are chip, you know, the chips. And this is ASML Holding is the semiconductor equipment and manufacturer. So it has a monopoly, they're saying, on this ultraviolet EUV lithography machines, which needs to make the tiny patterns on those microchips. So, the machines are very expensive. So ASML makes about $150 million in revenue every time it just sells one. So they're saying this has monopoly on the tool to create those little patterns on their microchips, which, you know, if they have monopoly, that's something very, very, very interesting to look into. You know, talk with your accountant, your licensed broker, see if that's something interesting to put in your portfolio. So H&R Block, we all have to do our taxes, and this is like a value investor. So if you're a value investor, this one is up nearly 50%, dividend yield is 3%, and the market cap is about 5.8 billion. So it's a household name. You know, a lot of people need help with their taxes, and everyone has to pay taxes. So do look into that, because that's something, you know, I don't think I've talked to about those last two ones very much. So let's talk about Meta Platforms Inc., ticker symbol META, which was formerly known as Facebook. You're like, Facebook, why did it change its name? What happened? So the stock has fallen more than 50%. There is no dividend. The valuation metrics is PE ratio of 12, BP ratio of 3.5, PS ratio of 2.75. Currently, market cap around $453 billion, which is a lot. And remember, everyone is all about Instagram. Everyone's Instagram. So all that advertising and marketing is like, how many followers do you have Instagram? You know, so people need to advertise. And Wall Street likes it. And it's here's a little tidbit. It's the fourth most commonly found stock in ETF portfolios. So that means a lot of people have this stock. But it's been a really hard year for the metadata. So Let's see. So, you know, I think people like Instagram. You know, some people say Facebook is dying out, but everyone still uses Facebook. Like, you know, they're saying, older people or family still use Facebook. I have an account, but I don't really use it. I look at my cousins on there from Italy. I'm always doing podcasts. I'm always on podcasts. My other podcast is called Film Addicts. Do check that out. I interview award-winning writer, director, producers, and actors, from Oscar winners to Emmy winners to Golden Globe winners and film festival winners. So do check that out. So we like energy, right? Devon Energy Corp, because I think they're just very steady. And this one is known, like, if you're an income investor, you're like, oh, I really like income. So it's up about 12%. Dividend yield is a whopping 9%. Some of you are always looking for those high dividend yields. So that's why I wanted to keep this at the end. Those of you who are listening, you get all the goodies at the end. So I listen through the entire podcast, you get goodies like this. So you're like, dividend 9%, but do look at the valuation metrics. Like the PE ratio is about 11, the BP ratio is 4, the BS ratio is 2.75, the market cap is like around almost 34 billion. And this is an income investor's dream. It's one of the highest paying dividend stocks in the S&P 500. Devon Energy is an oil and gas, has a, you know, it's a long history of that. And if you're like scared of getting into oil, but we need gas because not everything is battery operated, because everyone's like, what do you do with the batteries once they're done? There's acid and corrosion in batteries, and it goes in the landfills with, like the acid and corrosion from batteries. And everyone thinks it's an answer, but then that answer has like more traumatic effects on the environment. So potato, potato, like which one's better than the other? Natural. So, some likes it, like it has a very strong balance sheet. So do check around. It might be a good time to buy. OPEC. Somebody's like, OPEC, what does that mean? Remember, OPEC is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. So when they're talking about the OPEC in the news and stuff like that, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries is OPEC. So the world's largest oil cartel recently announced they want to do oil production, boost their oil production. So, that could be something very interesting to look at if you're into oil and gas. And then one of the favorites that everyone likes, even though like a lot of us got the stock when it was way over 4,000, and then they divided the stock, so you can get the stock really reasonable right now. This is called the risk tolerant investor. So long-term holds, risk tolerant. Amazon has fallen for 33% over year to date, which I think it's because a lot of people have had this stock for so long. This is my personal opinion. They wanted to cash out because it went so high and get some of that money because of the, some people knew we were going to the bear market. Some people have knowledge that we don't have. So they probably sold knowing it was going to go, the market would be turmoil. So if you would have sold, you would have made money. If you have it, you got to hold it now. There is no dividend. And the price to earning ratio is a whopping 53. Okay. Price to book value. When I'm saying P to B ratio, everyone, that's price to book value ratio. And you're saying, what was the P/E ratio? That's price to earnings ratio. So P/E ratio is price to earnings ratio, shortened to P/E, P over E ratio. So price to earnings ratio is P/E ratio. Price to book value ratio is PB ratio, and price to sales ratio is PS ratio. Oh, when you listen all the way to the end, you get all the goodies. Okay, so the price to sales ratio, which is PS ratio, is 2.3. So the price to earnings ratio is extremely high. Like normally you don't want one with like a P ratio of 53. So normally you don't want to, but it's Amazon. And so that's why people look at the price earning ratio is 53 as an investor. Do you want to get in when it's so high? You want to get in before that price to earning ratio is all the way up there. But the market cap here is very interesting. It's in the 1.152, around, it's in the $1 trillion market cap. Okay. $1 trillion market cap. I think it's almost like in the, I think Apple, don't quote me on that, is also in the trillion market cap. So when the trillion market cap, I mean, can you imagine being the trillion market cap your company is? That beats a lot of companies. I mean, there's a lot of potential. Tech stocks, so they're saying, a lot of people are frustrated with it, but this winter might be chilly and people might not want to go out to stores again. And, you know, they're always going to be ordering from Amazon. Let's just face it. And they're always going to be using that computer because Amazon has this Amazon Web Service, which is AWS, Amazon Web Service, AWS. It also has all their great movies. It has movies. It has shopping. It has pharmacy. It has web service, the cloud computing. So do check those out. And I'm going to give you some more stuff coming up. So do listen to the next episode. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Please take a second to download the podcast. If you'd like to support the channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Storytime Fun. Check out some of our books on Amazon, like Mooch the Pooch, Skip Boots Big Safari Adventure. Check out our kids' podcast, Enchanting Book Readings. Check out our podcast, Filmatics. Thank you so much.